All right, let's talk Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowl with the junior Max Santiago, off to a strong start, participating in a tournament this past weekend up at Riverdale, named all-tournament team. First up, Max, tell us about the season so far. I think the Golden Eagles were 5-2 up at that Riverdale tournament, finished second. How have things been going?
They've been going pretty well. We definitely had a strong performance up in Riverdale for our first tournament. And we are definitely happy with the result second, but we would like to get first.
Well, I saw the team picture. A lot of kids seem to be participating in Scholastic Bowl. What about that? Must be a lot of interest in the program.
Yeah, we have a big junior class coming up with about 10 kids on the varsity that are juniors, coupled with a somewhat small senior class. So it's great that we have interest in Scholastic Bowl at the varsity level.
How competitive with that big team, how competitive are some of the practices then to try and make that lineup?
Oh, they're definitely competitive because the lineups change from tournament to tournament. You don't know if you're going to go in certain games. You don't know how much you're going to play. Spots just aren't guaranteed.
And why don't you explain to our listeners, how does one win a spot on the Scholastic Bowl team at practice?
Well, I think it goes down to answering just a lot of questions, showing our coach that you have a well-rounded knowledge of different topics.
And in terms of your role on this team, tell us your strengths and your weaknesses with Scholastic Bowl.
So my strengths are usually in geography and sports, and I dabble in a little arts and operas. But I'm still weak in the sciences and math, because there are some harder questions that I haven't learned yet.
And in terms of just the expectations for the season, I think there were some pretty good teams up at that tournament at Riverdale to begin the year. So apparently you guys are in a pretty good position in terms of competing at Scholastic Bowl in the 2018-2019 school year. What are the expectations this school year?
Well, I like to think they're pretty high, considering that we finished second at sectionals this year. So we'd like to repeat winning regionals and hopefully win sectionals and advance on the state.
Where did your interest in Scholastic Bowl come from? Yeah, I think you told me off the air you participated in even at the junior high level. Where did the interest come from, you think?
So I've always had a pretty extensive trivia knowledge going back to, like, intermediate school, 5th grade and 6th grade. And I kind of asked some other people to see what they thought about it, and it sounded pretty interesting. So I went to a couple practices to begin the junior high year, and I was pretty well immersed in it, and I really enjoyed it. And it just really carried over to a lot of success.
Well, here's a chance, Max Santiago, that a kid that's participated in Scholastic Bowl since he's been in junior high. All right, now, I know this type of activity doesn't get near the headlines of, like, playing high school football or basketball or baseball or whatever, but still you get great enjoyment out of it if you like participating. So maybe there's a kid out there on the fence that doesn't necessarily have to be at Mercer County, maybe Rock Ridge or Chirago or wherever, that says, maybe I'm listening to this Max Santiago talk about Scholastic Bowl, and I think, hey, maybe this is something I'd like to do. So you tell them why they should jump over the fence and participate in Scholastic Bowl.
So there are a lot of questions in Scholastic Bowl, and they cover an immense variety of topics. So if you're really skilled in knowing a particular topic like literature or science or sports or geography, give it a try, because you may just be a valuable contributor to your team.
All right, so you got to tell me, though, like, last weekend, the first Scholastic Bowl tournament of the year, what question did you feel like, man, I knocked it out of the park today, I got this toss up right? Was there anything or any question you answered last week that really stood out? And you have to tell our listening audience then what the question was and what the answer was.
Okay, I got one for you. So the question was, this major league team removed a hill and a flagpole from its outfield, and I immediately buzzed in and said Houston Astros.
Hey, I would have known that. Man, I should have played on the Mercer County Scholastic. We're talking about Towels Hill with the Houston Astros. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you knew that. All right. Well, hey, Max Santiago, great following the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl. We like to recognize the youngsters that participate in that. And Mercer County has a good team here in 2018-2019. Max, keep up the good work, and good luck to the Scholastic Bowl team.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.